Saturday, 8:30 p.m. in my bedroom. I just talked to Zoe on the phone an hour ago. She told me that Chloe had dropped the dogs off around noon, and Zoe has been having a blast with them all day. It seems so quiet in my bedroom now that the dogs are gone. I really miss them. Anyway, I'm still in shock about the stuff I heard about Mackenzie today. Apparently, her first day of school went fine, and everyone was super friendly. But her second day was a disaster. Mackenzie was in the bathroom when a group of the most popular girls in the entire school came in. They were laughing really hard about something, and she heard them mention her name. So Mackenzie peeked out of her stall and...
OMG, she's so pathetic.
Caught them laughing and making fun of that video of her with the bug in her hair. Mackenzie was so embarrassed and humiliated that she hid out in that bathroom stall for 3 hours until school was over. And then she ended up with a 1 hour after-school detention for skipping class. Amanda said Mackenzie hated the popular kids at Northampton Hills because they were mean, snobby, and made fun of her because of the bug video.
OMG!
All of that mean girl drama sounded uncomfortably familiar. Mackenzie was being treated by those Northampton Hills girls exactly the same way she treated me. Apparently, some of the kids at her new school had labeled Mackenzie Hollister, the former queen bee of the CCPs, a big dork. Well, Mackenzie, welcome to the club. All of this is just so unbelievably, unbelievable. Because this sounded nothing like the CCP mean girl who'd had a locker next to mine for 8 very long months at WCD. Come on! Who in their right mind wouldn't love attending a swanky school like Northampton Hills International Academy? But Amanda said Mackenzie made up cool stuff about her life and pretended to be someone else so the students there would like her, which also explains why she had all but stolen my identity when I met some of her friends at the cupcakery. Anyway, my conversation with Amanda was very rudely interrupted by a loud, shrill voice.
Amanda! I told you to never talk to that little brat or her pathetic sister again. Let's go. Now!
Mackenzie shrieked. Then she swooped in like a vicious, vulture and dragged Amanda away like a dead carcass.
Bye, Amanda. Bye, Brianna.
Mackenzie grabs Amanda and drags her away. That's when a smile slowly spread across Brianna's face.
It looks like Mackenzie is still mad about the paw spa I set up in her bedroom during our sleepover, Brianna giggled. Everybody loved it, except Mackenzie.
And get this, Mackenzie didn't say a single word to me. She just sashayed away with her nose stuck in the air like I didn't even exist. I just hate it when that girl sashays. Anyway, it's partially Brianna's fault that I didn't get even more details about what happened. Amanda couldn't complete a full sentence without Brianna rudely interrupting to demand assorted, unhealthy movie snacks. So, if I want to get more dirt on Mackenzie, it looks like I might actually have to spend an afternoon taking Brianna and Amanda to Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island, Part 9. suffering through yet another of those silly, mind-numbing Princess Sugarplum movies would be worth it, just to stay one step ahead of Mackenzie and her drama fest.